Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
With David's ever-expanding kingdom, the burden of administration grew. The man who began caring for, quote, those few sheep in the wilderness, 1 Samuel 17, verse 28, soon advanced to supervising, quote, everyone who was in distress, everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was discontented. Chapter 22, verse 2. 400 men in all, who gathered to him at Adullam. Then he was anointed ruler over Judah, the southernmost tribal territory, with his administrative center in Hebron. Now, he had not only consolidated the 12 tribes with its capital in Jerusalem, but had expanded Israel's holdings southwest into Philistia, south against Amalek all the way to the Red Sea, eastward to Edom, Moab and Ammon, and finally north through Syria right up to the Euphrates River. The land area of his kingdom was about 6 times larger than Saul's, and perhaps 5 times larger than the boundaries of Israel today. This section, 1 Chronicles 18, verses 14 to 17, gives a few of those aides: army commander, recorder, priests, chief of security, and advisors, who assisted him in overseeing regions still inhabited by peoples who might otherwise be hostile, except that, quote, the Lord preserved David wherever he went, verses 6 and 13. Quote, so David reigned over all Israel and administered judgment and justice to all his people, verse 14. He was responsible to set the standards and make sure justice was carried out. But he'd learned the secret of blessing, that life is at its best when our standards align with God's. Quoting the Lord's own words, he said, quote, he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, and he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. 2 Samuel 23, verses 3 and 4. How refreshing!
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.